Condi in French, C-O-N-D-I-T, means something sugary sweet used to mask a bad-tasting medicine. In English, it's pronounced condit, as in Gary, who spoke to Connie Chung last week, joining the ranks of those who bare their souls on national television to repair a damaged political reputation or to get a free hotel room in New York City, depending on personal circumstances. But what if Condit gave the interview, talked with the reporter, and then thought better of it? What if people who bear and then can't bear to think of what they've done? People do have a change of heart after appearing on television talk shows, and those people have attempted to sue the show's producers for, among other things, invasion of privacy, defamation, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Think of the times you've cringed at an ad for one of the shows, the things people do on television, bleeps be darned, and it's clear why. As you might imagine, though, the lawsuits do not succeed. Gary Condit, or any guest, is as much in control of the situation as Connie Chung, or any host. The guests decide to appear, they decide what to say in the heat of the television light's moment, they can't rely on privacy to erase a bad decision. They can't try to return their bold leather jacket for a privacy cloak a few days later. An example, a teenager named Tammy who agreed to appear on a national talk show, one exploring, in a nosy neighbor sense, the relationship between stepmothers and stepchildren. After much word crossfire, Tammy's stepmother whipped out and read Tammy's police report. She's loud, profane, and calls herself a gangster, it reported. An amused appellate court found that Tammy could not prevail in a lawsuit against the talk show. Tammy had agreed to go on television and had hurled some insults herself. Same with a teen who agreed to go on another talk show subtitled, "I Want My Teen Daughter Off the Streets," about prostitution among teenagers. After the show aired, the teen sued for defamation, claiming that she wasn't a prostitute at all, but had been lured into appearing by the show's producers. But common sense prevailed. You go on the show and say that you are a prostitute, you can't later sue for defamation, or so a court decided just last year. And the same for a couple who agreed to participate in a video series called Getting the Love You Want. They signed a release in which the producers promised to reveal only what the couple chose to reveal. So the couple was shocked when a video clip featuring them appeared on another television talk show, a use, a revelation they hadn't anticipated. The court read deeper into the release, however, and found a clause boasting that the information the couple provided would be shared with the world. Yep, Oprah would be that. The couple couldn't sue, couldn't change history, because they'd signed such a broad release. Condit certainly won't change history in so many ways. He's far too savvy to make a rash decision, far too worldly to be blinded by the twinkling lights of New York City or Hollywood. But if he did regret his decision to talk, he'd join others who failed in lawsuits after their television talk show appearances. The guests have to take their medicine, no matter how bad it tastes. I'm Amy Guida.